Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our next guest joins us every Thursday to come in and talk about all of the big things going on within his organization. He is a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and we were just reminiscing over some names that I had long forgotten from the Defense Information School, circa 1998-99 time frame. He is the current executive director of American Veterans, a.k.a. AMVETS, Mr. Joe Schinelli. Joe, how are you doing this morning?
Never better. Good morning.
You're doing better than your fellow Marines out there at Marine Corps Recruit Depot San Diego. They're having some issues out there. 300 out of the 5,500 recruits apparently quarantined, like receiving medical treatment and put by themselves because they don't want it spreading. It's an interesting story where you could read a lot of things into it. One of the things that the Marine Corps says they're doing to combat whatever the issue is, and they're not sure where it came from, requiring more hand washing. Come on, man. Don't you guys know to wash your hands out there in the Marine Corps?
We're too busy learning how to become trained killers.
Wash hands. You don't really need to wash your hands. Yeah.
But boot camp's not supposed to be easy.
No, it's not. And you know what? They are, as you were telling Jake out there, because Jake and I had the conversation, and I told him, but he didn't believe me because I'm not a Marine. I was like, yeah, there's a difference between those who go to Paris Island and San Diego, at least in the minds of the Marines themselves.
Hollywood Marines.
That's what I said. The Hollywood Marines out in San Diego, out on the West Coast. And it's basically, isn't the line of demarcation kind of the Mississippi? Like if you're from west of the Mississippi, you go to San Diego. East of the Mississippi, you go to Paris Island, right?
Yes. Yeah, and there are some waivers available, but yes.
I'll put in my waiver. You can call me a Hollywood Marine all you want. I'll take San Diego over South Carolina any day. Of course, Joe, he's from east of the Mississippi. He's from, essentially Canada, from way up there, where your football team. I saw you posting pictures from beating my Raiders this weekend.
It was a domination.
Yes. It was an unfortunate game. This has been an unfortunate year for the Raiders so far, and doesn't look like it's going to get too much better. But Joe, despite finding the time to go and spend with his family, is busy at work for the veteran community through his work with AMVETS, and there's a lot going on, and there are some legislation efforts as the year comes to a close. Is there any legislation that you think may get done before the end of the calendar year, as we're now into November, believe it or not?
I think it's a pretty good chance we're going to get some type of care legislation through. We need to. Congress's hands being forced because the temporary funding that they passed earlier this year and back in the beginning of the summer, that money's going to run out by the end of this year, maybe just a little bit into January, but Congress will be out of session by then.
Right.
So what was supposed to be the final markup session is today. A little bit later this morning, they've announced they'll probably have one more markup session, but we can have a good idea of what the House will pass at least by the end of today.
Well, and that's good to know, and it's... You know, the last session of Congress, it essentially came down to the wire and they were forcing things through, and there were a lot of surprises on things that did and didn't happen over those couple of weeks. When do they have to get this done by? You're saying we may have an idea today, having an idea and having it in writing and having it done, two very different things as we've seen. So when do they need to get it done by? Do they have a lot of time left or?
They don't, but. You have the House and the Senate, and the Senate has not even introduced its bill yet, has not unveiled it yet. The VA, which would be the administration, has unveiled it. They're working closely with the House. The Senate is carefully watching. This is the funding bill. You can't just get a continuing resolution because there is no funding, no permanent funding for this. This is to fund the CHOICE program or the reform of the CHOICE program, which is really the main effort here. This is for veterans who live near VA hospitals that are over capacity, or we have tens of thousands of openings in the caregivers' career fields within the VA facilities. And then, of course, you have a lot of veterans who live too far away from VA facilities.
Right.
So this is funding to make sure that those veterans are able to receive timely and high-quality care.
You know, we had one of your fellow Marines on yesterday who is a professional MMA fighter, Purple Heart recipient. As a Purple Heart recipient, as someone who got shot up pretty bad over in Iraq, he had to deal with VA care. And as he said yesterday, you know, he had mixed emotions. Some of the best things that happened for him were because of the VA, but he also had some issues with the VA. Talked about the CHOICE program and how without that, he doesn't think it would have been a very good situation for him. So he did point out that it was a supplement. It wasn't like his main place to go, which is kind of what the VSOs like AMVETS seem to be focused on. Hey, this is great as a supplement, but we don't want to move towards privatization where everyone's going out in town, essentially, is to use the term that we used in the military. Everybody going out in town to get their care on this stuff. One specific issue that we talked about last week was mental health care and some efforts that it seemed like were moving towards privatization. We spoke about the Cohen Veterans Network and some concerns that you had there. Has there been any update on it? I know you were talking to Secretary Shulkin last week, moments after you talked to us. So, you know, well, way to go there. We're the prep. We're the pregame for talking to Secretary Shulkin.
It was perfect. Kept me grounded. Let me know what to ask the secretary. So on Monday, earlier this week, the Cohen Network set up a briefing, and they have a new high-paid lobbyist that they hired to try to push this legislation through, which would, in effect, pretty directly privatize mental health care for veterans, more so than just a supplement. And so the Veterans Service Organizations came together. We banded together, as we've had to do several times lately, and we said, this is absolutely unacceptable. We cannot have this. And the two congressmen, who both are veterans themselves, but they're not on the veterans committees, so they don't necessarily deal with veterans issues on a regular basis, they had introduced this bill. As soon as they heard from the veterans organizations, our strong opposition, they pulled their support. So the bill right now, it's draft legislation. It's just laying around now without any sponsors, so it has no life to it right now. But there's a lot of money put into that. And so I would not be surprised if other lawmakers pick it up and try it again. So we're going to continue to watch. And of course, the good news there would have to go through the House Veterans Affairs Committee. And they're well aware of our opposition to that. And I think they understand well why that would be terrible for veterans.
How did the conversation with Secretary Shulkin go last week? I mean, you know, a lot of veterans would like to sit down across the table from him. He might not like to hear what some of them have to say, but overall, he's been someone that the veteran community at large has been pretty happy with, it seems, the job that he's doing. And he's been someone that has been interacting regularly with yourself and some of the other people that we know at the other VSOs. How did that conversation last week go?
Went very well. I'm not one to defend the secretary on anything like that. You know, we talk about the different issues, able to bring the concerns we have to him, and he's able to kind of articulate some of his concerns about and his needs, the VA's needs. You know, as a veterans organization, we kind of have a very unique role in this. It's two parts. We are watchdog and advocate. We are an advocate to make sure that the VA receives the resources it needs, the funding, that it's backed up with legislation. If it needs a new law to hold employees accountable, which it did this year, you know, we fight for that. But at the same time, we're a watchdog, and we make sure that the VA is using those resources wisely and that they use these laws that we get through, that they use those correctly so that they actually hold people accountable in the right way and they're not using it to punish whistleblowers, for instance.
Yeah.
But with the secretary, we address several different things. CARE is obviously a huge thing right now. A lot of veterans would lose the different types of access that they have if CARE does not go through by the end of the year. He also addressed some of these rumors that have been out there. That was great for us, some of the rumors that he had interviewed for another job. He says that's not true. Some of the travel issues, he said that what's being reported out there is patently false.
Fake news!
Fake news. He did not use fake news. He does a good job, I think, of although he has to work closely with the president, he does a good job of not using some of the president's phrases, which can be political.
And they can be. And also, he's an appointee. He's not running for office now.
Correct.
Say what you will about the president. It's worked out well for him so far. You know, all those things that people worry about what he's saying. But Secretary Shulkin certainly seems to be a pretty measured individual who's not one who's going to spout off and get too emotional about things. And up to this point, most of what he's told us has been, most if not all, it's been true. I mean, we've been able to trust what he said. So, I mean, do you have any reason not to trust him at this point when it comes to things like, I mean, he says he wasn't interviewed for the Health and Human Services position, you know, all that stuff. I mean, there's no reason to think that he's lying to us about anything, is there?
No, and, you know, in that particular one, whether we know he has numerous meetings at the White House,
right,
and whether it was discussed or not, it's not important. What's really important to me is that he's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Because we definitely need the continuity within the VA right now. There's so many moving parts right now. We need to make sure that they're moving in the correct direction. He has a firm handle on that. And I'll be going up with him to New York City on Tuesday. The VA is doing several partnerships here. And they're partnering with Johnson & Johnson. And there's a new public service announcement coming out with Tom Hanks narrating it. And it's all about be there. And right, suicide prevention is going to continue to be a main effort, even though, you know, Suicide Prevention Month was back in September, that they're not going to drop that, which right, is great.
Yeah, and that is certainly a big deal. We're speaking with Joe Schinelli, the executive director of AMVETS, United States Marine Corps veteran himself. And as you mentioned, you know, talking about days and months for various things, Veterans Day is coming up. It is now 9 days away, the 11th day of the 11th month. It's already November, man. Can you believe that?
The weather doesn't look like it, but your face does.
Yeah. Oh, I feel cold, too. I feel cold and ugly. I feel like, you know, those dogs that win the ugliest dog competition every year, the Chinese crested, I think they're called. I feel like one of those out there, just my tongue hanging out of my mouth. But the weather, yeah, it's been pretty good. I actually rode my Harley into work today. It was nice enough to do that. It's supposed to be like 75 degrees here this afternoon. But it is November, despite the fact it doesn't feel like it. We're just over a week away from Veterans Day. And what are some of the Veterans Day thing that AMVETS is taking part in?
So we'll have hundreds of events throughout the United States and the local communities, which is really, you know, the key to Veterans Day here. Everything's local. But we'll also be all over Washington, D.C. on the day. We'll have a large presence on the National Mall near the Reflecting Pool, where we'll have different events for the veterans and their children, and a great opportunity for veterans to come together. We'll also be laying wreaths at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier and the Vietnam Wall, the Korean Memorial, the World War II Memorial. President Trump will not be here for his first Veterans Day. He's doing a Asian tour. He has some international meetings with leaders out there. I believe a published schedule shows him in Vietnam on Veterans Day itself. But right, we'll be working directly with Vice President Pence up at Arlington to ensure that the fallen are honored as well. But of course, you know, I think one important thing here to, and I'm sure your listeners are well aware, the difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day, but it's one that we continue to help our families understand and help our veterans so that they can properly educate their communities. You know, Veterans Day is for everyone, and it does not have to be a sad, somber day. It can be, it's a celebration of veterans and of service and of being part of something larger than yourself.
Yeah, and it's not the somber holiday. The somber holiday is Memorial Day, and some of our, even some of our veteran friends seem to get that confused. You know, you don't say Happy Memorial Day. Happy Veterans Day? Okay, that works. Happy Memorial Day? No, don't say that one. At the same time, hey, veterans, maybe don't bite people's heads off for saying Happy Memorial Day. If their heart's in the right place and they just are a bit confused over what the day means, maybe instead of calling him an idiot and shouting him down on Facebook or whatever, maybe explain the difference in a private message and be like, hey, you know, just so you know, and throw that out there. Just an idea. And this Veterans Day is part of what Trump and Secretary Shulkin declared November Veterans and Military Families Month, which is pretty cool. A lot of things going on with that. One of the interesting things that I know is coming up that I'm looking forward to, I don't know how much we're actually going to take advantage of it, but November 11th, I will have access to the AFEES shopping system as a veteran, and we'll be able to shop online at the Army and Air Force Exchange System, not the Navy Exchange or the Marine Corps Exchange. I don't know what they're doing, but that's pretty cool. But there's a lot more going on in November, right, for this new military families and Veterans and Military Families Month?
Yes, so President Trump, along with Secretary Shulkin and Secretary Mattis, signed a proclamation yesterday on the 1st of November, declaring November for the first time Veterans and Military Families Month. We know the VA is going to be rolling out several different programs throughout the entire month. They'll be starting off here in the next day or so, announcing the new veterans ID card, which the VA administers. But interestingly, Office Depot is actually paying for the card, and the card will actually will have your photo on it, and just some basic information. It'll also have the Office Depot logo, which I'm a little concerned about. We've talked about, we also have several other things, really important things. VA just put out the release last night, and they'll be talking about it more here in the next day or so. They are renewing, extending all of the presumptive conditions and actually expanding presumptive conditions for Vietnam veterans who've been exposed to Agent Orange. There's a lot of terrible illnesses out there. If the veteran can just simply show that they, he or she was in Vietnam, then they, he or she will be eligible for benefits for a long list of different ailments in heart disease and cancers. We're also really looking forward to, we've been promised by the secretary that there'll be some expanded or new benefits coming out for Blue Water Navy veterans. These are veterans who did not actually step in country in Vietnam, but they were close to Vietnam. They were
just off the coast,
just off the coast,
international waters,
right? So it'd be at least 12 miles, at least 12 nautical miles off the coast,
right?
And you know, these veterans have been waiting a long time for this, and this is something that all the organizations, certainly MVETS, has been advocating for a long time. So we're really looking forward to seeing what the VA is able to roll out here, and that's one of these things coming out this month.
So much going on in November, and I like the fact that it is Veterans and Military Family Month and not just Veterans Day. It doesn't mean that, you know, everyone's going to have to do something. It's not going to be parades every day, but these are important things. You know, when you talk about the new ID cards, I know some people have the issue, and you've said some minor concerns about the Office Depot logo being on it. Hey, if they're paying for it, you know what? Throw their logo on it. It doesn't really bother me too much because they're not taking money out of like some important program that's going to pay for it, you know, which with what we know about the funding issues at the VA, we don't need them paying for an ID card if it's going to come away from someone's care. So if you're able to get companies to do that, I understand the concerns with it. But at the same time, it's like, well, OK, you know, if we got Office Depot to pay for all of the choice program, and the thing that we had to give them was to make it like the, you know, Northport, New York, Office Depot, VA Medical Center, naming rights, like a football stadium. You know, I think I'd probably be okay with that too. I'm more interested in the end game, but a lot of things going on and a lot of new benefits for veterans, important ones like those exposed to Agent Orange and those Blue Water Navy and Marine Corps veterans who were participating in operations that were taking place in Vietnam, but their ship was 12 miles or whatever off the coast. All right. Well, they will now be a little bit more eligible and things like that. It looks like if news comes out this month, it's leaning in that direction. Shopping at the exchange online. That's pretty cool. I like that idea, which includes it's tax free, just like when you're shopping at the exchange, the shipping is free, stuff like that. I think something that I'll probably take part in at least a little bit. I'm certainly going to sign up for it and look at what they've got. How much will we actually use it? I don't know. Do you miss being able to shop at the exchange and all that stuff?
So actually, I just for the first time in several years did so again.
Oh, you did?
My wife has eligibility.
Oh, for it, okay.
So, although going in there with a dependent card.
Yeah. Oh,
mixed feelings to say the least.
Hey, how's it going?
I always wear my Marine Corps shirt anyway, just to make sure they know.
Oh yeah, you got to throw that on there to throw in the like, hey man, I was a Marine.
It is a great benefit, and you know, there's not an exchange or PX near or where I live, but I was down in Norfolk, Virginia earlier this year for
AMVETS convention. That place is lousy with exchanges. There's an exchange every 20 feet down in Hampton Roads.
There are, but you know, it was interesting when they've done some pilot programming or testing on this online stuff here, and the number one stuff that's people are actually buying are like their pride stuff for their branch of service.
Oh, the military-themed clothing?
And I read that, and I thought that was funny because when I went to Norfolk, that was the first thing I did is went and bought a new Marine Corps coffee cup and a lanyard and some things I don't normally buy, and I don't want to give that money to Amazon. You know?
Yeah, I mean, there are those companies out there like Metals of America that are doing it, but the exchange was like when you were in, if you were one of those guys, and I'm actually wearing a Navy shirt today, free, given to it in when I was working in recruiting by the EOD recruiters. This is my EOD t-shirt. I was not one of those people who bought a lot of like Navy gear at the exchange. I remember buying a Navy t-shirt at the airport because I spilled coffee on myself and was flying and didn't want to have a coffee stain on myself the entire time. Went into a store and the best shirt they had was a Navy t-shirt. That was the least ridiculous looking thing. So I bought that. But nowadays, like, yeah, I'll admit it. I got a few Navy things that I didn't have while I was in. As you get older and as you get farther away from it, even if you were that guy, like, I'm never going to have any Navy memorabilia in my house. That's going to change. You're going to hit an age and it's going to change, man.
Moto gear.
Yeah. Yep, that's what it is. And we've still got more to talk about, including an issue that's come up several times recently, and that being the politicization of veterans. And it happens a lot. I've seen a lot of people with a lot of different takes on it. You know, we've talked about the Gold Star Families issue where just a back and forth where it seems that depending on which side they're speaking for, the other side says, oh, why are you politicizing veterans? And then we'll have their own veterans go out there and politicize them. I mean, what's AmVet's take on that? Whether it's veterans inserting themselves into the political discussion or those who are being inserted into it without any onus on themselves.
So we're seeing from both ends of the spectrum, the political spectrum. We're seeing quite a concerted effort right now from Concerned Veterans for America, CVA, and they just put a letter out about a week ago, and a lot of us are wondering if they accidentally left this on their letterhead, but it said Conservative Coalition, and I say accidental because they had for a long time said they're not a political, they're not a partisan group, but what they've done now is they've partnered, they've been pushing for full choice, which we believe would lead to privatization.
Full privatization, yeah. Essentially. I mean, even if the VA is still paying for it, it's private medical care, and if you're doing the, right. Give everybody the option.
So they've been pushing this hard for a while, and the veterans organizations, the actual veterans organizations, have been standing up, and we've won over and over. And so now they're doubling down, and really quadrupling down, and they're bringing all of the different Koch network groups, because they're largely funded by Koch brothers, their political arm.
Right.
And so several different Koch sponsored groups are all coming together now. Most of these groups have never had anything to do with veterans issues in the past. So we're seeing a really strong political push, a partisan push there. It really harms the veterans advocacy community. There's no doubt about it. Because as soon as you start drawing lines and forcing everyone to pick a side, we don't need to pick a side. We don't have political enemies as veterans right now, and that's the way it needs to be. That's why we're able to get things like the Forever GI Bill through and why we can keep the VA from being cut when every other department out there is facing cuts.
Yeah, and that is, it's an interesting thing where if a veteran wants to get involved in making political statements, who are we to tell them that you're not there? Then people start looking at political organizations. Well, who's behind those political organizations? Does this veteran really believe that, or are they saying it for the money? It's a dangerous road to go down to condemn someone for statements that they want to make, because, hey, you're an American and you are a veteran. When you're a veteran, you've earned that status. I'd prefer that you not use it as a club to beat people over the head with, but you know, if you want to, it's kind of your right to do it, I guess. You've seen those people out there. I saw a guy at a Dunkin' Donuts once complaining about how he didn't get a discount and saying, like, I'm a veteran. And I was like, what does that have to do with the fact that your coupon is expired? The fact that you were in Vietnam, Afghanistan, Iraq, wherever, Normandy, it doesn't matter. It doesn't have anything to do with the subject at hand. But yeah, the politicization thing is something that there's a lot of questions around it. And you know what? If you want to get political, how about you run for office instead of just making statements? Why don't you go and try and make a difference if you're that concerned about veterans, no matter which side of the spectrum you're on? You know, best way to fix that is to get into office, right?
Right. If we're talking veterans issues, I'm not going to be pro-Republican. I'm not going to be pro-Democrat. I'm just going to be pro-veteran.
Yeah, pro-veteran and pro-me. I think more people should be worried about me and what I'm doing. I know they're worried about Joe Schinelli and what he's doing, because he's doing great things with AmVet's National Executive Director, Marine Corps veteran. Joe, if people are interested in finding out more about AmVet's, where do they go?
We're on all the social networks, and we're online at amvets.org.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.